to What the Trailer. I'm Cassie.
And I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jaren.
And this is a podcast all about trailers from movies, video games, and TV series where we scrutinize the fuck out of them. Did I cuss?
Holy cow.
God damn my virgin fucking ears.
It's all Juice Drop's fault.
Spoilers, we are a explicit podcast, so turn back now if you don't like the F-bomb.
Or many worse things.
Or many worse things. We don't know. We don't know what we're gonna say. We're drinking during this, so beware. But still listen to us and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because we wanna know that we're loved and being cared about.
Yeah. Please like us. And if you're not new to the podcast, welcome back. Thanks for coming back.
So glad that the last episode didn't scare you away.
Yeah, there was certainly a lot to scare you away. Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah, the shore was
that
definitely
episode
scary.
Was a mess, guys. We were all over the place.
It's okay. We were all a bit loopy. It was a long week that week.
Yeah, I was screaming way too much. So sorry if the audio was up and down. That was my fault.
You know what? We're having fun.
Yeah.
Just some friends having some fun. If you don't like it, then fuck you, but please stick along and hang out.
Yes.
Give us a second chance, please.
For this episode, we're going to do our monthly game of trailers. Or Anthony is our game master. He'll explain it.
It's a monthly game. I gotta come up with one of these every month. Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Jaren and I kind of, like, cornered Anthony in the last episode and said, you're doing a game episode, so that's what we're doing.
Yeah, it should be. I think I've got it pretty good. It's not necessarily trailer-centric, but it is definitely movies, TVs, and video games-centric. So we'll get through it. Do you want me to bust down the rules and how it's going to work right now, or should we?
Well, we need to go grab a delightful beverage and let some people talk about their podcasts.
Cheers for beers and beer cheers.
Yeah, we're never prepared, so we're gonna go get a beer real quick. So
yeah.
BRB.
Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, Naruto, all things that we love, all manga that were originally published in the legendary magazine Weekly Shonen Jump.
But not every series can run for 300 chapters and have a hit anime. This is David.
This is Jordan.
We're the hosts of Shonen Flop. Each episode we look at manga that ran in Jump that didn't quite make it.
We discuss what it did wrong, what it did right, how the series could have turned itself around, and ultimately, was it a flop or not?
We're on all your favorite podcast apps, and you can find us at shonenflop.com.
Keep on flopping, floppers.
And we're back. We got our drinks, and we're going to open them and share that nice, sweet pop with you. Anthony, what are you drinking?
Wow, I've got this great pop. I'm drinking a Dogfish Head 90-minute Imperial IPA. Forewarning, I've had one or two of these, and they are 9%. Hey!
Oh, shit.
Wow, that's so good!
Stop! We're never gonna get through this episode if you keep talking like that. Jaren, what are you drinking?
One moment. I've got Cold Smoke again. I'm only gonna do one. Been feeling a little under the weather, but that's not gonna stop me!
Open it up.
This is a slow boy. With the sip. Wow, with the sip. That sounds so good.
Hey, guys.
So refreshing.
I have a Lewis and Clark Brewing Company beer.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, something different. I got the Prickly Pear Pale Ale.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh.
I went to the store on Super Bowl Sunday because I'm a pleb, and this was the only thing there.
You fucking
weeb. Oh no, it's what they left.
Yeah, that's what they left.
Oh man.
Nice pop.
It's pretty good.
You ever had it before?
Nope. I've had it.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a solid choice.
Discover the difference.
Discover the difference. Wow. Mmm, so good right now.
It's so hot right now. Alright, three beers for cheers.
Three beers for cheers. Scald, brothers and sisters.
Scald.
Oh god. I tried to sip it like you did and it went down my lungs.
Oh. Don't die.
We're still good.
Okay. This is an ASMR heavy episode.
Yes, yes. I'm not going to have fun editing this one.
Mouth noises. It's going to be the best. It's going to be the best fun.
Okay, I need to stop doing that because it makes the beer taste gross. All right, so let's get on to the game. Anthony, our game master, is going to explain the rules. And are there stakes involved?
There is. There will be a reward. I do not have the reward yet because I did not go to the store today. But I will go to the store in the future, and I plan on picking out a specialty beer.
Ooh.
At Paddy Creek Market for one of you. So that's what's at stake, is probably a pint or pint and a half of some sort of fancy beer that I find.
Nice. The kind that's like on the end caps.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. They don't have end caps at Paddy Creek. They've got like an insane beer aisle.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. Hiccups and beers. Ensue. It's still in my lungs. We're good. But yeah, so they have like a specialty selection where you can get like just single bottles of things that are like limited edition or just kind of fancier. So the winner of this will get one of those of my choosing and get to enjoy it.
Round one, fight. Those who fight. Are listening, you can definitely play along if you want to live tweet while you're listening to us or just shout out the answers in Twitter while we're playing and see how you're going up against us. Sorry we can't give you a prize because it's hard to keep track of points when this is already pre-recorded. So, yeah.
Yeah. But please do play along or shout at your speakers. But if you're wearing headphones during at work, probably don't scream because you'll scare your fellow coworkers.
Yeah, like I did one time.
So I'll get into the nitty-gritty of this. So the last game that we played was around the holidays, Christmas time. And it was the explain movies poorly thing. And you guys had to guess the movie based on the bad description. This time around, I'm going to do movie poster taglines. And then we also have TV taglines or quotes. And then I also have video game taglines or quotes. These might be a little bit more difficult. And so if you guys don't get them right off the bat, I can give you a hint or whatever. We'll see how they go. Are you guys okay with still doing the buzzing in with your name? Or I was thinking another way to kind of buzz in was maybe just putting in like the letter B in Discord or a period, and whoever like enters it first gets it going. Or how do you guys want to do this?
Now we'll just shout her name because I have a feeling that will delay if we put
a whole bunch of stuff in Discord.
Yeah, it'll just delay us.
All right. Well, I've got my list here. I've got my tally board ready to go. Are you guys ready to go?
Ready.
All right. We're gonna start with movies first. Some of these might be. I tried to pick ones that I'm sure you both have seen, and I hope that's the case. If not, I'm sorry. Here we go. First one. Just because they serve you doesn't mean they like you.
Cassie.
Jaren.
Cassie got it.
It.
Waiting.
No, it's not waiting.
What? I think that tagline is don't mess with people who handle your food.
Oh.
Yeah. I was going to say waiting, though, too.
Okay.
All right, Jaren, well, it's on you.
It's a movie?
It's a movie.
Just because they serve you doesn't mean they like you?
Mm-hmm.
I can only think of waiting.
I know.
All right, so do you want to take a stab at it, or should I give out a clue?
No clues.
Pass. I'm so ashamed.
So do I do a clue now?
Clue now.
This movie spawned an iconic duo. One of them starts with a J, the other one starts with an SB.
Cassie?
Clerks?
Clerks!
Damn it.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Right, that's one for Cassie. Moving on. One Dream, Four Jamaicans, 20 Below Zero.
Jaren. Cassie!
Jaren.
Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings. All right, we're knocked up at one.
I meant to say Butts Carlton.
Butts Carlton. All right, here we go, another one. And so these range from obviously like old to kind of newer. I don't think there's anything that's like super new. They're mostly kind of older, but all right, third one. After a night they can't remember comes a day they'll never forget.
Cassie. The Hangover?
Not The Hangover. Jaren, you have an answer?
The Hangover 2?
It's not The Hangover 2. So we're moving on to the clue here.
Oh, it's Hangover 3. Dang it.
I really should have written out some of these clues. I gotta think of this one off the top of my head. Okay, I'm even gonna do that. You can't see it, but I'm gonna do the hand symbol. Zoltan! Oh. Zoltan!
Dang it!
You didn't expect Zoltan. How stupid I
Jaren? Dude, Jaren. Where's my car?
Dude, where's my car?
I kept thinking of Zohan when you said so.
Zoltan. All right. Moving on. Number 4. His story will touch you even though he can't.
That just sounds
boring. His story or history?
His story will touch you even though he can't.
I don't want him to touch me.
So since you guys haven't rung in, I will give a clue. There was a Super Bowl commercial that involved this movie.
Today? Or this Super Bowl?
Yes, during this last Super Bowl, there was a commercial. Timothée Chalamet
reprised. Jaren.
Jaren.
Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands.
I forgot my name.
I forgot my name. All right, we are Jaren 3, Cassie 1. All right, we're going. This one might be a little bit out there, so we'll see what happens. A lot can happen in the middle of nowhere. All right, well, so I'll go straight to the clue. I'll go straight to the clue if you guys are okay with that.
Yeah.
For me, it would be Is that your friend there in the wood chipper?
Nope. Nothing.
Oh, don't you know?
Jaren. Is that Fargo?
Fargo!
I've never seen that.
Oh, see, like I said, I tried to pick ones that I thought maybe you'd both seen. Also, Cassie, you gotta watch Fargo. It's a fucking fantastic film.
I have a long list, and people are probably like, God damn it, Cassie, she doesn't watch anything.
Alright, this one is one that you both should have seen, and if not, I have failed you as a friend. One man's struggle to take it easy.
Man, we're bad at this game.
Yeah.
They're also kind of hard because it's a tagline for a movie. It could be
one man's struggle to take it easy. Jaren, is it Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It was it? Nice.
Yeah, 100%. All right, we're 5-1. This is kind of the opposite of what happened in the last game. Jaren is kicking Cassie's ass. Cassie, I expect you to get this one. It's also pretty easy, so it's going to be whoever rings in first.
I'll forget my name. Blah,
blah, blah, blah. All right, here we go. There are 3.7 trillion fish in the ocean. They're looking for one.
Cassie. Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo is the answer.
I got one.
All right, this one is it's kind of a shout out and a throwback for Mark, our buddy Mark. There can be only one.
Jaren, no.
Oh, Cassie, before I even finished.
Highlander.
Nice.
Thank you, Mark. I got it because of you.
All right, we are 5-3. Cassie with the comeback. All right, this one I know Jaren has seen because we watched it together. Cassie, I'm not sure if you've seen it, so I'm sorry.
But the last man on Earth is not alone.
Oh, that could be anything.
What, we watched this together?
Movie theater days, my dude.
Cassie?
The last man on Earth. Oh,
Cassie.
I Am Legend?
Dang it.
I Am Legend.
Is it really?
Yeah. Nice.
I just pulled that out of my ass.
Well, that's a solid stab at it. Way to go. This one I'm sure everyone has seen. I know for a fact. An adventure 65 million years in the making.
Cassie. Land of the Lost.
Oh, it is not Land of the Lost.
I tried.
Jaren, you want to take a stab at it?
Jurassic Park.
I went the comedy route.
It's a good one.
My failure.
There's another one that might favor Jaren a little more than Cassie. I'm not sure, but we'll see. All right, here we go. Reality is a thing of the past.
Oh, God. Cassie. Is it The Matrix?
It is The Matrix!
Dang!
Wow!
Whoa.
Damn, I thought that was going to be a tough one. Way to go.
I had no idea.
Woohoo, thank you, I'm... beer!
I was going to throw Back to the Future or Ready Player One. Or
I almost
something.
Did Tron. Ooh,
all of those would have been great guesses. All right. Protecting Earth from the scum of the universe.
Jaren. Is it Guardians of the Galaxy?
It is not Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
Cassie, you got a stab.
MIB, Men in Black.
It is Men in Black.
Oh, no.
And with that answer, Cassie has tied it up. 6-2-6. Ooh. Oh my goodness. Here we go. This one is going to be a thinker. Work sucks.
Cassie. Office Space.
It is Office Space. Oh man.
So much flair.
So much flair. A romantic comedy with zombies.
Cassie. Shaun of the Dead.
It is Shaun of the Dead. No. Jaren, my dude, you're sleeping on me, man. What is
our
happening?
Our number one episode.
It was, we did do the Cornetto trilogy. Yeah. We did an Edgar Wright episode as well.
We did.
On my behest, because I love Edgar Wright so much. This is one I tested on my wife, and she couldn't get it. So, let's see if you guys can do it. Love is in the hair.
Cassie. Okay, this Damn is a bullshit it. Answer, but Hairspray?
Nope. It is not Hairspray.
Okay.
Jaren.
Love is in the
love
hair.
Is in the hair.
I don't know. Barbershop?
It's not Barbershop. So this is more of a visual hint, and this is how I was able to get D to get it. So I'll just describe it. I said love is in, and I did the jerk off motion, the hair. So love is in, jerk off motion, finish in the hair.
Jaren?
Jaren.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno?
That's what I was going to say.
It's not Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Jaren. Miss March?
Not Miss March. That's a fucking great film, though. People sleep on that movie. That's a fucking good one. Cassie, do you want to take a stab before I give another hint, or...
I'm blanking on the name.
Let's see. What's another... Franks and Beans. Really?
Oh.
I probably only watched it once, but I'm not sure.
Jaren?
Jaren?
Is something about Mary?
Have you seen my baseball? It is something about Mary. All right. Jaren brings it within one. I knew that was a tough one because it took D a while to get that one as well.
I was too little to watch that when it came.
Oh. I was probably too little too, but I still watched it.
Alright, so this one's a little bit of an old one. It's also going to be a bit harder. We'll see what happens. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll hurl.
Well, that's just...
Should I go into first clue?
Yeah.
Instead of hurl, if you're going to spew, spew into this.
Trash can?
Don't know what you're trying to steer us towards.
Jaren, Morgan Freeman's The Bucket List?
It is not Morgan Freeman's The Bucket List. So maybe I can... Here, if you're going to spew, spew into this.
You just repeated it with a voice.
Yeah, I did. I did the line. Shwing.
Jaren.
Jaren.
Wayne's World.
It is Wayne's World. Wayne's World. Wayne's World. And that ties it back up.
How does hurl have to do with the tag?
I think the whole puking thing. All right, and this is the last movie poster tagline before we go on to television. A lively comedy about a guy who isn't.
Jaren.
Jaren.
Weekend at Bernie's.
It is a Weekend at Bernie's.
Ah. Of course you know that tagline.
Let's pick it up. Just a recap. We have Cassie clocking in with 8 points, and we have Jaren clocking in with 9 points, and that concludes the movie poster tagline round. We are now going to move on to television. I don't have as many of these. And these could be anywhere from something that is relevant to a show via a tagline, or it could be something that's popular, like a popular phrase or catchphrase that someone said. But I'm looking for the show, not the person who said it. So we're looking for the show. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. This one should be relatively easy. So we're going to start off with that to kind of get us switched into gears. Dope!
Jaren?
Oh, Cassie.
Simpsons.
Simpsons. I should probably rip this off to make it easier to keep track. So we're all tied up now. Coming right up. Coming hot off of the press.
Is that the actual clue?
No, here we go, here we go. Oh.
No.
How you doing?
Cassie.
Jaren.
Cassie.
Friends.
Friends.
How you doing?
Don't worry, Jaren. I think you're going to make up some ground here in the games category.
Oh.
All right. Number 3. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Jaren.
Oh, Cassie.
What? Are you kidding me?
I heard the K before I heard the J, my bud. I'm sorry. Jaren, I expect you to get this one, though. Okay? No pressure. Just know that our friendship.
Oh, my God.
No, okay. Ready? The truth is out there.
Cassie.
Jaren.
Oh, see... She's just quick on the draw.
How?
X-Files.
God X-Files. Damn it.
Okay. Moving on. Treat yourself.
Jaren.
Jaren.
Oh.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. All right.
Treat yourself 2011.
I want to go to there.
Cassie.
Jaren.
Cassie.
30 Rock.
30 Rock. God 30 damn Rock. It.
I is my mic
not
lemon
picking it up? Where is my sandwich?
I can have both. I can have both. All right, Jaren, I think this is another one that you should get. Again, I'm not sure if Cassie's seen it or not. So she's fucking quick. You might want to just, like, before I finish the sentence, just say your name. Because she is so quick on the draw. But here we go. I've made a huge mistake.
I've made a huge mistake.
I've made a huge mistake. Job.
Jaren.
Jaren.
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
I would have got it if you said I blew myself.
Or there's money in the banana stand.
Yeah, there's money in the banana stand.
There's always money in the banana stand. All right. I will say I kind of cheated that one towards Jeremy.
Do you want tickets to a Star War?
Alright, this is a very popular one, so it's going to be a quick on the draw. Are you ready?
I'm waiting!
Okay. No one said yes, so I was just waiting. Okay, here we go. No soup for you.
Cassie. Jaren.
Oh, that's tough. I don't know who to give that to.
I need another beer.
Oh, I should have thought of some sort of tiebreaker.
Yeah, rolling a dice.
I can do that. I do have a big old fat fucking D20. Isn't that what we did last time?
I think so.
Does someone want an even? Someone want an odd?
I'll do odds.
Okay.
So Jaren is an odd, Cassie is an even. That's a natural 20.
Sound filled!
Cassie gets the point with the sound filled. Okay. This is another easy one, so it's going to be a quick on the draw. Are you ready?
Sure.
Here we go. Norm!
Cassie.
Jaren.
Oh, Cassie.
Cheers.
That is cheers. Da, 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 da. All right. To boldly go where Cassie. No man has gone before. Cassie.
Do I have to actually do the series?
I'm just looking for the
Star Trek.
Yeah.
The ranges.
That'll work. All right, Jaren. I did cater this one specifically to you, so you should have to get this one. This is our last TV category. And I'm not even sure. So we are at 16 for Cassie and 11 for Jaren.
Oh.
You can come back in the game round. You can come back in the game round.
Oh, yeah, there's video games. Fuck.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Make your money, whore. And this is a line from an episode in a television show.
Oh my god. Really?
Yep.
Dang it.
Why am I struggling?
I'm gonna give Jaren a specific hint. Let's see.
He's handing it to you, Jaren.
I'm not gonna say any words. I'm just gonna do a
Jaren. I know Jaren. What episode it's from too. Community. When they sell the handshake.
When
Shirley's having her baby.
In anthropology class. All right.
Betty Grable's not cool.
That concludes television. I think it's fair to say that Cassie destroyed.
Get the magic back.
Make your money, whore. It gets me. That fucking line gets me every goddamn time, dude. I love it so much. So as it stands after movies and TV, we are at Cassie 16, Jaren 12.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, you're only down by 4, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 Jesus. Of these video game things.
Oh, jeez. So, are they just God. Taglines, or what's going
they're,
on?
They're taglines or, like lines from a video game.
Oh god, I'm screwed.
This is kind of where Jaren makes his comeback.
Oh man.
All right, are we ready?
Sure.
Here we go. First one. Toasty.
Do it again.
Do you not know?
Do it again.
Toasty!
You're saying toasty?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, maybe a weeb would know it as whoopsie.
Whoopsie.
But it's toasty. Really?
It's what, like NBA Jam or what?
Get over here!
Oh, god damn it.
Oh, Cassie.
Is it really Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat. No, he says toasty.
Which one?
Oh.
It's Mortal Kombat 2 when you do the massive combo and the dude slides in the bottom corner. He comes in, he says toasty. It's toasty!
Let's put it on the record that Cassie got a video game answer.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Jesus Christ. All right, you know what? I'm going to add one just because I know Jaren will fucking get it.
God, he's going to add one. Witness.
What? You're going to add one?
Here we go, here we go. I, of course I can. I'm the game master. I am fucking God. This is my game, nerds.
I just want a beer.
Here we go, here we go. I want to take you for a ride.
Jaren.
Jaren.
Marvel vs. Capcom.
That's two. My dog. That's my dude.
For the record, for the listener, these guys have been playing that game constantly for the past 2 weeks. Of course they don't know anything about it.
Oh, no. We haven't been playing Marvel. We've been playing, like, Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was, like, an old school jam.
I know, but you're playing it right now, right?
We're playing Infinity. Infinite. It's actually infinite.
Okay, my bad.
It's impossible to find. I found a PlayStation 3 copy of Marvel vs. Capcom 3 or 2. It would cost me like $800 to buy. Lord. I am working on modding my computer to make it into a MAME system, so I can get it on like a MAME cabinets type thing. Just because I love that game so much, it's so fucking good. Spider-Man, Iron Man, and Wolverine.
That you shared, it's like curly mustache.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's Marvel, baby.
Pringles.
It's Marvel, baby.
Scoops, scoops.
Where your curly mustache at? Where your curly mustache at? Scoops, scoops, two scoops. Häagen-Dazs.
That's it. Whenever I'm excited, I'm just gonna say Häagen-Dazs.
Nice.
He got the New York. He got the New York Sentinel.
Fuck the Knicks.
Mango Sentinel.
I will leave a link in the show notes if you don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
It's Yipes, and he is
Yipes.
He is a fighting like
shoutcaster.
Tournament shoutcaster. That's the right word. Thank you, Jaren. And he is amazing, and he's hilarious. And he did a lot of Marvel vs. Capcom 2 back in the day. And where your curly mustache at? That's all you need to know. Moving on.
Next question.
Here we go. It's in the game.
Jaren.
Oh, Jaren.
EA Sports. That's not EA a game.
I said it's game or video game related.
Madden 2000, Madden 2001, Madden 2002.
Ow, I hit my head.
3, 4, 5.
Oh, okay.
Not like this.
Not like this. Did you get your other beer? Do we need to take a pause?
So we'll have to move on.
Well, we can take a pause.
I don't have another beer.
Oh. Oh. It would be a long pause. That would be a store pause.
Yes. Okay.
All right, moving on. Gotta catch them all.
Cassie. Jaren.
Oh, see, that's close. Are there still odds and evens?
Yeah.
Jaren odd.
Yeah.
Cassie even. Let me grab my oversized D20 here. That's another natural 20.
Pokemon.
Jesus. Man. I gotta make sure I bring that thing with me the next time I fucking play D&D. Jesus. It is Pokemon.
I wish I knew this theme song or else.
It's just a dice at 20s.
Croon it right now for you guys. But I don't know the sound.
What is it? Hold on. Let me think for a second. It's
da 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 da.
You wanna travel across the lands, searching far and wide, each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon!
Ooh!
All right. If I really thought about it, I could come up with all of it, but that's all I have in my 30-year-old brain right now. Moving on, here we go. Now you're playing with power.
Oh, God.
This is a slogan.
Jaren?
Jaren.
Is it the NES slogan?
I will accept NES. It is Nintendo.
SNES?
Oh. It's Nintendo. I'll accept it. I'll accept NES. All right. Jaren, I expect you to get this one for very obvious reasons.
Mm. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Power to the player.
Jaren. Is that fucking... Did you put GameStop slogan in here?
That is GameStop.
Cassie, this game is rigged. I used to work there.
I know it's rigged.
She's still up by 2 points.
GME. Stonks, baby.
All right. This one, I am looking for a specific console.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Get N or get out. Get N or get Cassie? Out. Cassie.
Is it N64?
It is N64.
Oh, nice.
Cool. I never owned one, so.
Me neither.
I got one for Christmas. I didn't know the slogan for it.
I probably should have thrown some more Sega things in here to rig it more for you, Jaren. I'm sorry.
Sega. Isn't it just Sega?
Yeah, that was like the only thing I could find for Sega was Sega! Like, just gives it away.
Sega does like what Nintendo.
The dude with like the spiked bleached tips, spiky hair with the sunglasses, just screaming Sega. Yeah. Anyways, moving on. This is another slogan for a console. I don't need a specific console, just the owner of the console or whatever, the brand. Here we go. Live in your world, play in ours.
Jaren.
Case.
Jaren.
Ah, fuck. Is that PlayStation?
It is PlayStation. I knew that one. All right, we got three left. Jaren, you are down by two. So it's all happening here. It's all coming down to it. This is another slogan for a... I'm looking for, again, a specific console. Here we go. Jump in.
Jaren.
Jaren.
Xbox.
360? There we go.
Fuck.
I'll give it. Yep.
They just jump in for everything.
Yeah, but it was specifically started with the 360. All right. This is a video game, and this is actually a Destiny submission. So this one comes from the wife. So who knows what'll happen here. It is a video game. You almost had it.
Nope.
Well, if Destiny's playing it, you almost had it? What is that?
You almost had it.
Is that
when you
oh, is it
a quote? It's a racing game, and when you didn't get first place, the guy would say, "You almost had it."
Is it Jaren? Mario Kart?
It's not Mario Kart.
8?
Mario Kart 1 through a million?
Done 8.
It was a racing game, and the things you raced were something that you would maybe ride on a lake during the summer.
Jaren? Oh. The Hydro Thunder?
Oh, Hydro Thunder was speedboats, my dude. But you're on the right track.
Jaren. Is it Splashdown?
No, it's not Splashdown.
F-Zero.
It's not F-Zero. That was a racing car game.
That's a cool
Captain
one.
Falcon. Captain Falcon.
No, that wasn't Captain Falcon. F-Zero.
Falcon Punch.
F-Zero was something different. It was the only other thing that I played.
Captain
that
Falcon
was
a racer in F-Zero.
Yeah.
Is he...
Yeah.
There was no people in
F-Zero. Yeah.
In the lore, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, the lore. I didn't
know the lore. What? This is a water racing game.
So it's not a Blade Runner, but it's a...
Water Runner.
Jaren?
Jaren.
Wave Runner?
You ride wave runners, but it's a wave runner, so it's a wave.
How's it not Splashdown? Splashdown was like the best.
I call favoritism.
Splashdown was the best wave.
We're gonna
ski
it.
Dude.
It's
thing.
It's wave. It's wave race.
Wave race.
Wave race. I'd never heard of it either. Apparently, it was some game she played on the 64 with her sisters.
Go get her right now. I need to talk to her.
You got her phone number. You can call. All right, so I wonder if I can come up with another one. And another one, unless Cassie gets this one. If Cassie gets this one, then it's over. But if you get it, Jaren, it ties it up, and I'll think of a new one.
I think we should just go with, you know, a tie, so you have to get us both beer.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. Okay, here we go. Last one. It is a line from a video game.
Shit.
Friendship. Friendship. Again?
Cassie? Kingdom Hearts?
Not Kingdom Hearts. Sorry. Game.
I know it's friendship.
Friendship, friendship again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Friendship, friendship again? That kind of got monkey-ish.
That wasn't a Winston, was it?
No.
It kind of sounded like Winston.
It's not Overwatch, I'm sorry to say.
God, is it one of the Final Fantasy games?
I'm going to need an answer. An official final answer.
Oh, Jaren.
Jaren.
Final Fantasy...
No.
14...
No.
10-2...
It's a fighting game.
Soul Calibur.
There were friendships...
Oh, it's Jaren. It's one of the Mortal Kombat games.
Mortal Kombat is an acceptable answer.
You already did Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, but I did it twice because I am God. So, I mean, that is a tie. Should I come up with a tiebreaker, or do you each get a prize?
I feel like you rigged it for me.
I mean, the games were more towards you. I thought Cassie was going to run away with the movies. You got some good movies. She ran away with the TV. I think I should come up with a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Okay.
And it will be, here's the thing though, it will be either movies, TV, or games.
Oh. Okay.
Now I just made a challenge for myself.
Too bad it's not going to be something from WandaVision.
Definitely won't be because I have not seen it.
You need to get on that, man.
It's good.
There's a lot of things I have to get on.
They're only a half an hour long.
It's getting spooky.
Yeah. I'm still reading American Gods, and I have to watch American Gods. Plus, I watched two movies today. And I'm so far behind on YouTube videos. I'm going to be two episodes behind on Critical Role starting tomorrow. Let's go with this. Your only hint or clue is it is a quote. Get away from her, you bitch!
Me?
Get away from her, you bitch.
Jaren?
Jaren.
Is it from Mean Girls?
It's not Mean Girls.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Cassie, you got a guess before I give out hints?
I don't know.
Alright, that's a pass from the cast. It's from a movie, and it is a sequel.
A literal sequel?
It is the second installment in a film franchise.
Why do you gotta make it so hard?
Because it's a tiebreaker. If you want that beer, you better fucking earn it.
I'm not too bright to get that beer.
Alright, it's a quote from a sequel in a film franchise directed by James Cameron. It's rated R.
You're probably handing this on a silver platter to us, and the listeners are probably screaming at their devices right now. And I can't even think of a sequel that James Cameron did.
Takes place in space.
Fuck, I don't know, man.
It is the plural of the first film.
Jaren. Aliens.
Aliens is the answer.
I should only get a half a point for that.
Well, a half a point still brings you to half a point higher than Cassie had.
Well, damn. I guess that's I won the last beer.
You did win the last beer.
You sure did. And it was a goddamn good one. Mm-hmm. This is the coffee cold smoke, right?
Yes. Oof. It was so good.
That's some good shit. Well, that was fun. Yeah. I'm glad this one was a little harder in some instances than the other one was.
Yeah. I hope you all enjoyed that type of
struggle
game.
Fest.
The struggle fest that we did. I blame my lack of winning towards the end to sobering up. I seem to do better when I'm a little bit tipsy. We were going to watch some trailers, but it looks like we're running at the end of our time.
Oh shit, yeah, I'm sorry guys.
No, it's no problem at all. So we'll just save those trailers for next episode. Well, no, the next episode we are going to watch a movie that we watched a trailer for in the last episode.
Oh yes!
Yeah. We're gonna be watching Willy's Wonderland.
Willy's Wonderland.
Wonderland. Willy's Wonderland.
Because it's your birthday and we want you to have fun.
We are going to watch it, and we're going to attempt to record some of our reactions while watching it. I'll save some of that, and then we're going to discuss it. Because it's coming out in a couple days from this recording, and then, yeah, we just really wanted to watch it, so we're going to live stream our reactions, I guess.
Live watch stream, yeah. Are we going to watch it and, like, record while we watch it?
Yeah. And nice. Then I'll just save some of our juicy tidbits that we're talking, and then we'll discuss it afterwards when we stop laughing, I think.
Oh my god, I'm so excited for that.
Is it going to be spooky?
I don't know.
Spooky,
think so.
Scary.
It's going to be hilariously scary. How about that?
It's going to be werewolf bar mitzvah. Spooky, scary. Boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves.
So we're going to go straight into our recommendations and close this mother out.
Oh shit, yes, recommendations. I've got a good one. Can I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I actually just watched it today. I've been seeing a lot of stuff for it online. It's on Netflix. If you have it, it's there to watch. It's called Space Sweepers, and oh my god, it's amazing. It's a Korean film, I believe, but it's kind of fun. They do different languages throughout. So there's like Korean, there's English, there's Russian, there's Spanish. And each time they swap into those, it's spoken in that language, which is kind of fun. So there are some subtitles. So if you're not into that, maybe you won't like it so much. But it was very reminiscent of like Cowboy Bebop for me. Especially like the way they kind of drive the ship, like he's got the same kind of hand motion controls and like the gas pedals. It was a lot of fun and it had some pretty good action. It's not super gory or violent, but there is some violence. But check it out. I believe it was, when I watched it today, it was number 3 on Netflix in movies. So it's very popular. Check it out. Space Sweepers.
Space Sweepers. Jaren, what's your recommendation?
I haven't done anything today other than watch WandaVision.
So WandaVision.
I recommend that on Disney Plus. Sorry, Cassie, for stealing your...
Yeah, you did steal it. Damn it.
Oh, I got the hiccups.
Okay, so I'll just recommend a YouTuber that I just watch a lot. I watch Markiplier.
Yeah, Markiplier.
If you don't know who he is, look him up. He plays games, and he's just hilarious. I don't know.
Also, if you don't know who Markiplier is, where the fuck have you been the last, like, 1,000 years?
I know. How'd you find a podcast if you don't know Markiplier? He has really a podcast, funny. By the way. It's called 3 Peens in a Pod, and it's hilarious.
3 what?
Peens in a Pod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, all those recommendations will be in the show notes below for you guys to check out after this podcast or later on when you remember to go back into the show notes. I know you. I know you're not, like, looking in the show notes. You need to remember to go in the show notes to check these things out that we're talking about. Otherwise, you don't know what we're talking about. And screw you for being clueless.
And also, listen after the credits, because sometimes they're special treats, I guess.
Yeah. Be sure to listen again at the end of last episode. It was a treat. So yeah, that will be it for us this week. Make sure to check out our next episode where we review Willy's Wonderland. And don't forget to check us out on any other podcasting platform. We're not only on Anchor, which is our host, but we're also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Google Podcasts, all of them. Anything that you can think of, we're there. Make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. The more you guys rate and review us, the more our name gets shown up on the podcasting list. So we're looking for more downloads so more people can find us faster is what we're looking for.
Yeah, spread the joy. If you enjoy it, then other people should enjoy it.
Yeah.
I know we're silly, but we have some fun.
Or just tell your friends. Not probably not your family, but tell your friends about us. We are also on other social media platforms. We're on Instagram at TrailerWhat, and we are on Twitter at TrailerWhat. We are not on Facebook because screw Facebook. Seriously.
Facebook is kind of ass.
Yeah, the algorithm sucks. It just sucks. Just go find us on Instagram or Twitter.
With all that, just, you know, like, as always, tell those closest to you that you love them any chance that you can get. Don't be a dick. And as always, wash your fucking hands. Hi, we're on Anchor. Thanks for listening. Anchor's great.
Brought to you by Juice Drop.